Buenos días. I heard that you were looking into wanting to learn more Spanish, and it just so happens that not only do I have a degree, where I could technically teach, but Spanish was also my first language. So I thought it would be fun to maybe go over a few words with you and see if we can get you to learn something. So, of course, there's the basics. Hola, which is hello. ¿Cómo estás? Which is how are you? Buenos días, which is good morning. Buenas noches, which is good night. There is rojo, which is red. Verde, which is green. Amarillo, which is yellow. There is sí, which is yes. And no, which I know this is crazy, but no is no. So, I don't know. I thought maybe sometimes I know trying to learn a new language is not super fun. And I can say that because I had to learn a new language in a week. When I was a little kid, this is, I just think it's worth mentioning. When I was a little kid, I spoke nothing but Spanish at home, Espanol. And my parents really wanted me to go to like this exclusive Catholic school. If you're not picturing me in a Catholic school uniform right now, I'm offended. And my parents really wanted me to go to this school, and I went to interview for the school to see if I could get in, and I didn't speak English, and so they turned me down, and they told my parents if I had like basic understanding of the English language within a week that they would let me in. And I guess the school didn't think that it was possible. And so my dad like literally took a week off of work and stayed home with me for a week and taught me like colors in English and the alphabet. And to say like, hi, my name is blank. And we went back the next week to the school and I did my lesson and I passed. And I got into the school. So, unrelated, kinda. So, I have experience on that. I know how hard it is to learn a new language. But I thought that maybe if maybe we did something that would catch your attention, it would be a little bit easier. So, of course, if you ever took Spanish in high school, then you know. They have the classic, Hola, me llamo blah blah. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Which biblioteca, of course, is library. And Hola, me llamo means hi, my name is. But I thought maybe some other words would maybe work as well. Do you want to try? Because I would like to show you. Like, aquí. You can't see me right now, but I have my hand on my pussy. So, aquí means here. So, let's use it in an example. Aquí is where I want your mouth to go. And aquí is where I want you to lamberme, which means like, and just in case you didn't know, there are muchas cosas, which is lots of things. There are muchas cosas that I want to do to you. And estas son these. Son is are. So, I have my hands on my tits. And estas son. Donde quiero que me toques y me muerdas. And morder is to bite. And besar is to kiss. And escupir is to spit. So if it's okay with you, I kind of want to spit on your cock. Is it okay if I escupo? Is it okay if I escupo your cock? There's another word. It's called antojar, which means crave. And I have to confess that I constantly, all the time, I crave you. And it happens in the worst times. I'll be literally trying not to think about your cock. And that antojo comes over me. And I just can't help myself. It's duro. Hard. It's really, really hard. And oh wow, your cock is duro right now, which I like. So if it's okay with you, I'm gonna put my boca, mouth, on your cock. And I really, really, really want you to shove your cock in my throat. I want to ahogarme, which means to gag on your cock. Do you want to try shoving your cock in my throat? I want to feel your cock in my garganta, which is throat. Is that okay? It is? Okay, great. my God, I think I like left a few. It is in my throat too long. I'm like crying right now. So, like I said, when we started, I like choked a second ago, and I'm like crying right now. Like I said, when we started, Aki is here. So, if it's okay with you, I want to sentarme, which is to sit. I really want to sit on your face. Me quiero sentar sobre tu cara. And you remember what I said when we started? Aquí. Here. This is where I want you to lick. Aquí. Right here. On my clit. Oh my God. I love the way your boca, mouth feels. Oh my God, my clit. Oh my God. Oh my God. See, like that. Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, you're gonna make me. Oh my God, you're gonna make me come. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh my God, oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh my God. Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, don't stop. Don't stop. No, no, my God, don't stop. Oh my God, don't stop. Yes. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm gonna come. Oh my God. God, I'm gonna fucking die right now. Morir. And die is morir. Wow, that got really morbid. Oh, your cock feels so good. It makes me wanna morir. Give me one sec. I need to, like, drink. I'm drinking something. Now, oh I'm like so lightheaded right now. But I really, 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 really want to ride your cock. Por favor. Please. Por favor, can I ride your cock? I hope it's not weird to tell you how much I love your cock. I hope it's not weird to tell you that I constantly se me antoja, which means I crave it. I hope it's not weird to tell you that every single night, cada noche, I lay in bed and I fantasize about your cock. Not anybody else's, just yours. I hope that's not weird. And if it is, then fuck it. It's not, no es un secreto, it's not a secret that I love how you make me feel. And there is muchas cosas, lots of things that I want to do to you. Like, I really want to come on your cock. And then I want to taste myself on your cock. So, if it's okay with you, I'm going to sentarme, which means to sit. I'm gonna sentarme on your cock now. Fuck my life. Oh my god. Nope. I don't know if this is worth mentioning, but I can barely, like, fit two fingers in my pussy. So I think it would be really apretado if you shoved your cock in my pussy. And again, if you're listening, apretado is tight. My pussy is tight. And mojada, which is wet. And lista, which is ready for you. Oh my god. Oh my god. I fucking love your cock. I fucking oh my god. Oh my god. Yes. Sí. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm gonna come. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. God, please. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh my God. Yes, 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 yes. Again. Oh, shove your cock back in. Oh, shove your cock back in my throat again. my life. How can you say fuck in Spanish? Chinga? You guys want to know something funny? There's this saying in Spanish. It's chinga tu madre, which means fuck your mother. It's kind of like saying motherfucker. I think I went a little hard with like the gagging, because my throat feels like a little raspy now, like sore. I shouldn't have done that. When my parents, after my dad left us, wow, this got really dark. after my dad left us when I was a kid, my grandma's fine, by the way. I know some of you guys were wondering. They had to put her on an oxygen tank. I don't know why I'm talking about this in an audio anyway. This will be a funny story for you guys. Yeah, so there's like a Mexican saying, it's like cussing. It's chinga tu madre, which comes, basically, I think it's like the equivalent of like, kind of saying like, go fuck yourself. It's saying like, fuck your mother, or like, motherfucker. And my dad didn't know that my grandma had like traveled to LA to help my mom with me and my brother. And him and my mom went in an argument one time, because he like came to our house like asking for something, and my mom was like, fuck off. And he told my mom, he was like, chinga tu madre. And then my mom was like, ah, sí? Chingo mi madre? Which means like, oh, yeah? Fuck my mother? And she was like, hold on. And she went inside and got my grandma and brought her out to the front door. And my grandma was so confused. She was just like, what the fuck? And then my mom was like, dile, dile, which just tell her. She's like, dile, dile, dile que dijiste, which means like, tell her what you just said. Tell her what you just said. And my dad was like mortified. And he was like, I'm very sorry. I was very upset. Your daughter's a psycho. But I'll never forget that. It was like the funniest thing. And every time I mention it to my dad, he's like, he gets so mad, but it's so funny to me. Wow, I'm like, I really wish that you were here right now so I could just like, you could take a nap. How do you say nap in Spanish? Siesta. Not fiesta, siesta. With an S. Yeah. I really, 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 really love having these moments with you. It like makes me so happy recording, because I know you're gonna listen to it, and I hope it makes your morning the way it made my morning recording this. But yeah, I hope you learned a little bit of Spanish. Probably not, but you can't blame me for trying, right? And I love sharing myself with you. So I'm gonna go now, but thanks for letting me be a second rate Spanish teacher for you. And yeah, adios.